I am Daniel Leakes, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest. And my only guest.
Every time.
Other time, Mr. Vicky. What is your recent painting that we're going to talk about?
So my most recent painting is this portrait picture of a character I created. It's could be a type of spin-off of a Frankenstein character because she's got the pointy things in her head that are exuding electricity, just because I wanted to make it look interesting with lighting wise. So I made an excuse to put something in the head.
Oh, wow. Sounds interesting.
A lot of effort with this one, the painting wise, rendering it than I usually do. And it came out like very painterly than compared to my most recent work, I think.
So do you think this is one of your best paintings?
Oh, yeah. I love this one. I love the blue hair. It's so vibrant, but like not unrealistic. It's like, it feels realistic in a way, I guess.
Why you choose the color blue for the hair?
Well, if you look at my profile picture, my background's also blue. I just love the color, the blue.
You know. What blue signifies to you?
Well, boy, but also
blue signifies heart, like the, you know, in the universe, the hottest stars are the blue stars. They are the hottest one. Our sun is yellow. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so the hottest stars in the universe are the blue lights. Oh. I want to give the title of this painting of yours. What is it?
Maybe Frankenstein's girlfriend.
The modern Frankenstein's girlfriend. That's perfect. Yeah. So what inspired you doing this painting?
There's this recent anime that came out called Blue Lock. It's basically like a soccer anime. It's really good, really good. And in this one, they have this character, or all the characters have this like circle pattern in the eyes. So I really wanted to do like a portrait of a character that's like sort of tilted at a weird angle and just sort of like looking like she's going to attack or something, and then have the spiral in the eyes, because I think it's so cool.
Oh, yeah. So do you think that you can do also Mr. Frankenstein?
People want it, sure.
What would be the color of the hair if you have Mr. Frankenstein?
Mm-hmm. Well, what does red signify for you?
Red is not that medium heat, medium hot. Not like the blue is the hottest one. Like red is a medium hot.
So Frankenstein's girlfriend's hotter.
Yes.
Wow.
It's the hotter. So Mr. Frankenstein is medium. So if after 5 years you want to modify this painting of yours, what modification you want to do?
I think it's perfect. To be honest, I love this one so much because I love the how I painted it. It looks very like interesting to look at. Even though it's sort of messy still, it's like, I think it's
naturally painted.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think this is one of your top one or on the list of top five?
Top five.
Oh, okay.
That's how much I like it. I don't, you know, it's like not that complicated, like background stuff wise, but I just think it's like a very solid piece, and it's very vibrant, which is what I love in a piece.
This is hard to do.
Yeah, it was hard to do because I had the sketch before where it was like very bland looking, so I had to like really pump up the vibrancy and make it look a lot more interesting, which is difficult, but then in the end it turned out really good, really good.
So how many days and hours you did these paintings or painting?
To be honest, this is like maybe 2.5 hours, but I couldn't really tell because I was just having a lot of fun.
So when you're doing this painting, what mood are you in?
On this one, I was just listening to like rap, so I was sort of in like a excited mood. I really wanted to make this look as cool as possible. I didn't want to do just like normal line work and then color in the lines like usual. I wanted to just sort of, but I usually like I have this the liner layer, the color, the base color layer, and then I put color like for the hair, skin, shirt, all in different layers. But here I just like every 10 layers I just squish it down to one layer and just colored on top of that, which is really liberating in a way because you don't have to like think too much. Just focus on the painting.
When you did this one,
This one was 4 days ago.
if somebody want to buy this portrait or these paintings, how much it costs?
I think maybe like 15. I don't know. I'm really not sure how to price things, my art, really.
Yes.
This would be like a cool sticker, though, maybe. If I make it into a sticker. But stickers seem like a lot of work to do, so I never know if I should.
For me, this is good for for a white t-shirt as a logo. Mrs.
Maybe.
Frankenstein. Wow. it's really good. Your paintings are good for merchandise.
Recently thinking if I should make like a Redbubble account. Do you know what Redbubble is?
No, what is it?
It's basically like you put like logos on it and then they put it on shirts and stuff for audience and they sell it, I think. They print it and sell it and you just put the design up, I believe.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. Do you do that already?
I have to do more research about it because I don't know much how it works, but that's something that I've been thinking about recently.
What you're doing now, it's like you're building your status to be have a business, because you start as you're giving them free, right? Then they can download it and they can, reproduce it. But sooner or later, because of those paintings of yours is amazing or fantastic, it's something that really qualified to be merchandise. You need to start doing now, like at least you're putting your name there, right? Fruits. So, they can, but they can delete it, right? If they want to delete it. But if I were you, starting to like most especially your the paintings that you like best.
So merchandise sort of has a, you have to have a certain type of art for merchandise, I think. And a lot of my art seems more like maybe if it's like a print, maybe it's okay. But like shirt, maybe not. It's like
Just like this, it's if you put in a white t-shirt and say Mr. Frankenstein. Wow. It's something else, right? And then Mr. Ficky. So what else you can say about your painting, Mr. Ficky?
I would say the past few paintings, or the past like maybe 9 paintings, I've started really developing my personal style, where I think you can sort of tell that's me, maybe. And I want to keep pushing this rendering style that I use in this one, because I think this is like the most fun way I've painted in a while, and had the most fun doing it, as opposed to like line art and line art. over and over again. Maybe I have like two styles now, where it's one for a lot of line art, heavy stuff, and then one where it's a lot more painting, like this one. Well, a lot of the times I would put like a darker, like I put a purple for the hair, and then I get the I color pick the blue and sort of paint over it to sort of make it blend a bit more. And then I pick like a middle color between those two, and I color over that again, and then I blur it. So there's a lot of blurring and painting over stuff, but I think it's very relaxing in a way, painting that way somehow. You know, it's a lot of work.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. What is your advice for those beginners want to do their own paintings like you?
Paint something you like first, I guess. I think I've already said that, but
yes.
Paint. If you don't like the stuff you're kind of the stuff you're interested in painting, then you won't create art that you like. Like, it's very simple. Just if you like paint characters you like, then you'll have a lot of fun painting it. Then you can do it like over and over again. Like, oh, I love this one. I'm gonna do it again. And then you build up your skill over time, and it's. And then after a while, you can like start branching out into other stuff. But if you have like a genuine passion, and then you paint stuff you love, then I think it shows a bit more. And draw.
Yes, Mr. Fiki last week told us that you need to pull on too, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are planning to, you have a skill or you have a talent to do painting, you need to exercise and do it every day, just like writing. As I talking to my other podcast, Book 101 Review, I do interviewed writers. They said they write every day. Same with paintings. You need to paint every day. Even it's like you start with the hair, start with the eyes. It really cultivates your talents. Right, Mr. Fiki?
Lots of studies. And in the meantime, or in every once in a while, you draw like fan art and you're learning and also having fun. It's good. Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Fiki, did you study a course regarding paintings or?
Well, I'd say like 80% of artists, digital artists nowadays are self-taught now. It's not one place you go for learning nowadays.
True.
Because there's so many tutorials everywhere.
Yes, it's out there. It's free.
You can learn with no debt from college. It's amazing. Yes.
Learn and motivate your talents.
That's why there's so many talented like 13, 14 year olds, because they have so much time and they just follow online tutorials on how to draw, and then they have like 8 hours a day they can pour into it, and then the skill builds up so fast that people in 20s, like 20 year olds, would be like, wow, that's crazy for 13, 14 year olds, you know?
Yes, they create a painting that, wow. It's amazing because of the technology that we had right now. Our learning is so fast, right?
Yeah.
And most of them are free and available 24 hours. So we are encouraging people there to cultivate and exercise your talents every day, because if you have a talent but you're not doing something about it, it's useless. Just like us speaking, exercising our talent to be a podcast host.
Yeah.
And then sooner or later, we're going to earn millions. Okay, people?
Oh, wow. Can I be part?
That's the spirit, Mr. Vicky, okay? Learn and exercise your talents, and sooner or later, you're going to earn millions.
Money.
Okay, Mr. Fiki, if you want to rate your recent painting or Miss Frankenstein, 1 to 10, where is it?
9.5, maybe. I really like it that much.
This is the first time you said that your painting is 9.5. Wow. Good job.
Yeah, I'm proud of it for once. I don't know.
I think the last time, the highest that you gave your painting last time is like 6 or 7. That's 9.5. Yeah. You really love these paintings of yours. Wow. Miss Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. So, Mr. Fiki, where do people reach you or can see your paintings?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok with the username FruitsKue, FruitsKue.
Yes, and let's support Mr. Fiki when the book will be published. Let's support him and buy the book because it's compilation of his old paintings. Well, thank you, Player FM, for being number 3 of Best Abstract Podcast. And I'm very grateful because I'm entering on my 3rd season. I'm still thinking about how to make this podcast better, bigger, and bolder. Like my food 101. Probably Mr. Fiki will be my co-host too. Wow, that's
me. Wow.
Then we can get fantastic.
Get another guest.
Yes. No longer guest. It's officially co-host. What do you think, people? So let's shout out for the people listening from these countries from 31 to 40. Latvia at number 31. Oh, I have 50% in Riga. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. 32, Egypt. Oh, Cairo, thank you so much. Oh, 32, Egypt. Thank you so much, Egypt.
Thank you,
Cairo, thank you so much. At number 33, Kenya. Thank you, Africa. Thank you so much.
Nice.
And number 34, Nepal. Kathmandu. Thank you so much, Kathmandu. At number 35, Israel. I have 50% in Jerusalem. Thank you so much, Israel.
Oh,
and
nice.
At number 36, Denmark. Thank you so much, Denmark. Copenhagen. Thank you so much.
Copenhagen. Thank you, Copenhagen.
Yes. At number 37, New Zealand. Oh, I have 40% in Auckland. Thank you so much. And number 38, Nigeria. Thank you so much, Nigeria. And number 39, Uruguay. Number 40, Turkey. Thank you so much, Turkey. Istanbul. You love all my podcasts. There's always Turkey. It's the same clan, the same people.
Yeah, the same family.
Same listening to my podcast. Food 101 is this. If Abstract Essay is number 40, Turkey, I think on my Food 101, Turkey is number 24 or 25. I'm not mistaken. But thank you so much, Turkey, for supporting all my podcasts.
And Daniel fan.
Yes, thank you so much. And my 3rd season is coming next year. I think February or January, I'm not sure, but my 3rd season is coming. I'm making it the same, my Food 101, make it bigger, better, and bolder to talk about the mystery of the universe. And Mr. Fiki will talk about his favorite paintings. Right, Mr. Fiki?
I'll be here forever.
Yes. Officially officially co-host of Abstract Essay. Well, we're number three best abstract essay. What can we do, right?
You have to get number one.
Oh, yes. Okay, Mr. Fiki, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes. Talk to you next week.
Yep, see you then.
Morikan people, see you soon.